That's right. It's Hollywood Live today, and it's got, well, there's a lot going on in the world of entertainment. And I'll tell you right now, my God, everybody is up in, well, let's just put it this way. Taylor, she's doing the rounds when it comes to all the stuff of fun. A lot of celebrities are actually kind of going there, and they're having fun as well. They're posting it. And, you know, Taylor, I'm not going to lie. I don't know how old she is, but she doesn't age a day. I know she's dated a few stars, and she talks about it, obviously, but man, does she perform. I think, if anything, I now completely respect her as a musician, because I think they said that she does, like, super long hour, like, long, like I think a few hour type concerts, and I'm like, who does that? I almost thought, like, maybe she just, like, lip syncs it all, but the reality is, no, she's really pulling it, and she's actually making a lot of people happy, including the kids, including the families, including people. There's a host that I actually know, shout out to Denise, who actually has done something for us when we did La Femme Festival is coming up as well. We're excited about that. So La Femme Film Festival coming up. I'm not sure how everything's going to go, because I saw an award show, which actually is going to be pushed back. I don't know if it's because of the strike. You know, of course, actors are on strike. Writers are on strike. Writers have been on strike longer than actors. But people are like, what are we going to do? And I go, man, oh, man, just, I don't know, figure it out. And then I saw something. I said, ooh, not good timing, not good timing. They're giving a lot of, like, they're going to say, wow, you're doing that. But then, you know, the other is probably going to say, we're doing that because. So I'm like, man, you guys, just kind of, you know, get it together. I saw Ron Perlman on his, go follow him, by the way. Ron Perlman used to follow us. And he said, look, I actually do check out my media posts. And he said something on the line, and he said, maybe we can get ahead of this in a way, because he said this happens every few years, because it does. When you think about it, the last time a strike happened, it happened, I don't know if it was like 3 years ago. He said it was a few years, but I know it's happened before. Someone's referencing something that happened in the 80s and how it was pivotal. People, of course, are kind of like, look, can we just agree? I saw something about Fran, and she's saying, look, independent are actually agreeing to our terms. Why can you not, as the big, you know, production companies? But here's the thing, and here's why I think it's going to be a problem long term. And I could be wrong. I hope they settle. I'll say this, in the area, we've had several strikes. We have LA that's had a strike recently. And it was like, at first it was like, oh no, 11,000 workers on strike. So everybody's going on strike. So I'm like, my God, everybody needs money. And that's the reality. A lot of people are like, dude, I don't have any money, but you're getting less money when you're on strike. So get it together and figure it out. Every single strike means you're going to have to negotiate at some point. And sometimes the terms are just not met. And there's a lot of terms on this deal. If you look at the terms, you go, my God, there's a lot. So some things they will say, fine, we'll settle on that, but we don't want to settle on this. So you need to know what everyone wants to settle on. That way you go, okay, we're not going to hold out on that, because, you know, and I'll say this, it's not about AI anymore. The reality is, and it's coming out, a lot of people understand that AI has been in, well, every movie that you've ever seen when it comes to, like, you know, anything called anyone, you know, that actually goes and they get their picture taken, and or they get video and they get that streamed. AI is the buzzword. You'll see it a lot, but now you're seeing it malfunction. And when it malfunctions, man, oh, man, does it go bad. So a lot of studios are saying, well, okay, fine, get in. You know, let's green screen that. It's not working. But they'll go back to the tried and tested. Just like the movie that I still say, if you can see it, go see it, Indiana Jones. The whole beginning part, again, you would say, well, yeah, he agreed to it. Yeah, he did, but in a way he didn't, meaning that there are a lot of people that were behind the scenes that get paid that help it look real and help him go back in time, so to speak, and have a good, I don't know how many minutes it is at the beginning, but when you see it, that's not Harrison Ford. It's basically programmers and people that make it happen and spend a lot of time on making sure it looks real, and then they go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. They have a lot of computers, obviously. You know, people think AI does it all. It doesn't. It does a little bit, but it doesn't do it exact. So it's the people that put in the information and then they get a result. Those are called, you know, sometimes they call them digital effects people, but they're really, like, you know, artists, and they're artists that actually work for not a lot when you think about it. And they say, well, they do, but that's if they work for a company that continues to have work. Right now they're drying up. They're like, where's the contract? So some information is coming out that is coming from, you know, basically the people over at SAG and AFTRA, saying, look, they're agreeing to our, you know, terms, and they're independent productions, meaning they're not the big ones. Now, Disney's doing something that I'd say you got to be careful, Diz, because here's the thing. I love what they do with Marvel, okay? I'm not gonna put it all in the same bunch because, you know, I'll give you an example. I had a dream, and the dream, maybe some of you are having some dreams like this, but I had a dream, and there were some people from the Avengers team, and they're like, let's hang out. And I'm like, man, they have a lot of time. So every single actor that you've seen, which has been big and big budget, you go, wow. But I say, have a heart, because sometimes they go missing, meaning, you know, somebody alluded, and they said this about the 80s. They said, you know, it's always been a thing that we know the majority of actors just don't make a living doing what we do. And it's true. It's true, 100%. So a lot of actors that actually get there and make it are really happy that they continue working. But again, they're not producing. Now, on the flip side, Margot Robbie just came out about something, and I saw it, and I guess she was asked. She says, look, you know, I didn't audition for Barbie because I kind of cast myself in a way. I didn't have to do it, but I produced the Barbie film. Now, that made over, I think, the news is like a lot of money. That's going to go next level, guaranteed. So she is going to be known as a producer for years to come. And I'm glad that she's bringing that up, because it's been a thing that we've said on, you know, I've had a couple shows. Of course, we just rebranded Hollywood Live Today, but it used to be Hollywood Social Lounge. It used to be Live with Aaron Kelly. I got into entertainment, honestly, because it kind of found me. I didn't really want to go there, but I was helping some people behind the scenes. And then, you know, some people just, they stay in a way like, they don't want to go next level. And what I mean by that is they trust people that don't do anything with it. And I say that's the problem. There are a lot of people that act like they have, you know, the power to do something, but they really don't. They may know someone, but when you call it out, they really don't, you know. So, and they may have produced one film, but then, you know, they won't. And that's happening with a lot of the studios. Studios, if you have a film out there, and I know the majority of you do not, because a lot of you are thinking, well, entertainment, I don't do that, you know. But if you think of it like some people don't think about like business, but businesses are failing left and right. There are businesses that succeed. There are businesses that are going next level. But then there's entertainment, and entertainment is losing a lot of money. And you're going to see the numbers. You go, well, how does that affect me? LA recently, a lot of money is just kind of not being spent. And therefore, there's going to be a lot of other industries saying, well, we don't have money either. So LA is going to have a problem. And now that they're striking, the question is, how long are they going to strike for? I hope they settle. And I hope they do kind of what, I think it was UPS or one of those that striked. And then they settled right away. They're like, no, we're not going to do that. We're done. And it's basically called, we want a raise. What unions do actually is say, look, we make so much, and they always make minimum, that's for sure, but they want to make a little more, right? Or sometimes benefits kind of look weird, or sometimes, you know, and that's happening here in the LA area. Now, I know a lot of you, if you're tuning in around the world and everything, you're like, but that doesn't affect me. And I go, yeah, I know, I get that. But there's going to be so much film missing in the next year or two. Be ready for reality shows. Reality shows are going next level. And I'll say this, there's a reality show, I'm not going to lie, it's really good. I recommend you all to go watch it. It's on Netflix right now. There's a show, and I know Jess referred to one, which was a Korean show, but there's one that is really good. They pull in police officers, they pull in army, but they're all women. They're all women, and they go to this island. And on this island, they have to basically do, if anybody ever played Counter-Strike or if you know gaming, you have to capture the flag. And these women are all, like, there's firemen, but they're fire women, okay? And I guarantee they're going to do it here. I guarantee it, because it's very expensive to do. They have cameras on every part of the island, and it's an island. It's not a really good area, but it's probably like they got a volcano in the area because it's a mud flat. But, I mean, to go there and stay there, they hook you up with basically the very basic necessities. I'm not going to lie, it's probably the best thing since sliced bread. In order, it's almost like, I could tell you this. Korea loves gaming, and we love gaming here on the show. Hollywood Live Today is all about entertainment, and gaming is part of that. So we're going to include some gaming stuff as well, including some stuff that I know you're going to be excited about. But I'll say this. There are some really cool things when it comes to, like, Well, that depends. But go check out the show, okay? I'll bring it up around the corner, but that's called a hook. We want to keep you so that you're constantly looking and that you're constantly tuning in. But anyway, it's a really good show. If you know it already, you probably know. Okay, fine. I'll tell you. It's called Signal. It's a really good show. Signal is a really good show. And I'm telling you, they need to do another season. I don't know if they have another season coming. I know it's difficult to produce, but man, it is good. So Signal is the show that you should see. I know Jess is getting our next guest ready to go, so I know we got to get a break coming pretty soon. But I'll tell you this, Signal, go check it out on Netflix. It's got some great people. And I'll say this, you learn a lot. They go next level. In fact, they take hammers and they beat down windows in order to break in to get the flag. And sometimes some of them even got hurt. One person, granted, she was trying to hide the flag up on top, but she climbed a tree. She got hurt, like, literally right there. But they go next level, man. And these are police officers. These are army women. They're all women. It's 100% women, okay? So women 100% at each other trying to compete. And I'll tell you, they do this big, and it's called the Signal for a reason. It's like this real loud. It's amazing. It's really good. But they do it in the middle of the night, and then they have to go and attack the other team and capture the flag. Or capture, there's like this thing on their back, which looks like a sword, but it's not a sword. And they have to capture the flag of that. And then they have to, like, get them out. And then they might have a little bit more, you know. But there's something in it that I say is really good. And if a show could do this, I'm telling you, it's so smart. They basically have to get necessities. So they work out in the middle, right? But they don't need to lose weight. And I'm like, why would they lose weight? But it's basically a workout. Now, if you could work out, and you got something, I'm telling you, this is something for someone in the biz world. I guarantee it's going to happen. If you could work out, what would you get if you had the ability to get it, especially if you were, like, in necessity mode, right? Okay, these women, sometimes they get a hammer. They go, okay, how many calories, like, that you worked out as a team can you spend on a hammer? They say, well, 2,000 calories equal a hammer. You can get a hammer. Well, what if you want a stove? Well, that's, like, you know, maybe much more, right? Like, I don't know the math. I forget. But anyway, you have to work out in order to get stuff. Well, I think that's the best incentive for anyone. And I think it's really a good idea. You go, wait, what? If you can get, like, a phone for working out and you're able to track the calories, I think that's the best thing since sliced bread. Not only is that motivation, you're like, dude, let's do it as a team. I think they should do that. And that's what they do. And it looks like a game. Like if you've ever played, like, a role-playing game and they go to the supermarket and they go, you know, I have items. You go to the items person and you go to, this is all real life, people, by the way. It's really good. There's some games like that, Final Fantasy and such, where you go to, like, you know, and he goes, what do you want? And you go, okay, for a sword, let's see, how much? And you have to either mine the gold or you have to figure it out or you get experience points. That's what this does. It's a really good show. Stay through to the end. I think I'm on the second to the last episode, but I got to finish it. It's really good. Sometimes there's a couple segments that are a little boring, but I think they're basically trying to, you know, make it go a full season. So anyway, they need another season. It's called Signal. It's Korean. You have to read it. You have to put the subtitles on. It's really good, but man, you see these women, you go, man, they are smart, and sometimes they're a little dumb, not going to lie. I'm like, dude, take the high ground. But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. We got Apple Bees coming up next right after this. Yeah, please help us. Our sponsors, we need them visited. We'll be right back right after this.
When you want the best performance for your vehicle, think only of Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, right off the I-10 and 60 freeways. Check out Scott's complete list of performance products on their website at hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers can recommend ways for your car or truck to get better gas mileage and cut down on emissions. Need your car or truck to pass smog only? Go to Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont. Find out all of your questions on vehicle performance by logging on to hdrinfo.com. Scott's Headers and Mufflers in Beaumont, hdrinfo.com.
Your Pharmacy and Mobility Solutions is now Beaumont Pharmacy with a new location at the Sundance Corporate Center. That's at the corner of Highland Springs and 8th in Suite 110. Of course, they still have Pack Your Meds. No more counting out the pills, dropping them on the floor. Oh, what a mess. And they have a full selection of pharmaceutical CBD. Wheelchairs, over-the-counter meds, you name it, they've got it. So if you're looking for the best and you want the best pharmacy, you go to Beaumont Pharmacy at their new location, 835 North Highland Springs, Beaumont Avenue in Beaumont, California, Suite 110. Give them a call, 951-845-8252.
Summer in the Inland Empire. You know what that means. Sunny days and hot temperatures that make you want to stay inside. Franklin Mechanical Systems can repair or replace your air conditioning unit to get it working cool before the heat hits. For cleaning, repair, or a new installation, call them for a free estimate. Franklin Mechanical Systems, for all your residential and commercial air conditioning needs. Call their Beaumont office at 951-845-1000. That's 951-845-1000 and get cool today.
After the game, after school, after work, Applebee's is where you want to be to enjoy their bold, savory grilled steaks, salmon, or chicken. Applebee's is located where Beaumont meets Banning, just off 6th Street near Highland Springs Avenue. Applebee's started with the same philosophy they follow today. Focus on serving good food to good people in a neighborhood-style setting. Applebee's also offers car side to go when you order online. Applebee's in Beaumont, serving the Pass area. So fresh, so fast, make it Applebee's tonight.
New teen driver in the family? Just bought your first home? Have a new bundle of joy? Every life change matters, and by reviewing your insurance policy with Little & Sons Insurance Services, you could be benefiting with big savings. Little & Sons Insurance Services, a family-owned insurance agency who values the old-fashioned way of doing business. They work for you, not an insurance company, meaning your best interests are at heart. They can custom tailor your policy based on specific needs at a price you can afford. Home, auto, or business, you're covered. Call 1-844-9-LITTLE. That's 1-844-9-LITTLE, or go online to little, the letter N, sons.com. That's littlensons.com.
That's right. It's Hollywood Life today, and I'll tell you right now, if you want to go have some fun, you got to have some fun over at Applebee's. Applebee's got it going on, and I'll tell you this. I actually need to do a little correction. It's not called Signal, although there is a show called Signal. It's not that one. That's a drama of and it's the same actually people. It's Korea, but you could actually take maybe your I don't think they have streaming services at Applebee's, but you could take an iPad and stream it, and then, you know, like, have fun there. Just make sure to tip really good because they need the table. But it's called Siren: Survive the Island. That's the one I was talking about in the last segment. I just don't want that information out there. They go, wait, what? Signal's another show. Anyway, Signal's probably good, but Siren: Survive the Island, that's what it is. You have to survive, and you have to get, well, you have to get food to survive, and some of them love tomatoes, and you get, like, so many calories, like 300, 400 calories, and you've never seen women go, I love tomatoes so much. But at Applebee's, boy, do they love the food there. Bill, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron, Jesse, and all the KMET listeners. Yes, it's, well, I got some better news. The Angels finally broke their losing skid. They had 7-game losing skid, and so I was only able to give out the regular KMET 10% discount, but the last two games we have won, so it is. We're going to double it up here today. So 20% off for KMET listeners because the Angels are on a winning streak, 2 games, and so go Angels.
Go get it while you can. That's right. Angels doing some pretty good stuff. Do you think they're going to go next level?
You know, they lost. They were looking real good up till that 7-game losing skid. They looked like they had a good shot. That really hurt them. You know, they got a chance, but it is an uphill climb at this point. They need to win some games, and they need to keep. They're off today, but so that means we get to double up the discount at least until tomorrow. But then they open a very tough 6-day road trip against Houston and Texas, 2 teams that are ahead of them in the stands. So they got to win most of those games.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Angel fans are like, yes, right? You know, it's always fun for people when they're like, yes, our team is winning. For others, not so much. But, you know, I mean, somebody's got to, you know, I that's what I like about baseball. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to lose. There is no draw. And there you go. So if you want to go see that, you can do so at Applebee's. But again, mention KMET, you get an additional discount. And I will say this again, this is only in the Beaumont Banning area. Sometimes to get people, they hit us up, they go, how come they're not giving it in our area? I go, well, sorry, we're a local station, but sometimes we're heard around the world. And so if you have an Applebee's, they have other discounts. They have some great stuff. So what's good just for anyone that goes in there no matter what?
Well, right now, nationwide, Applebee's is doing all-you-can-eat boneless wings. And that's $12.99. Get you started with boneless wings with dipped in your flavor of sauce and endless fries. So, and you can mix and match the different sauces and keep coming back until you are full.
I just saw the eyes of our engineer in the broadcast room, and he literally, Jess, do you want to weigh in on that? Because your eyes got so big, you're like, what?
No, I like Applebee's. I had Applebee's last Sunday. My mom took me out there. No, but when you said all you can eat wings, I was like, wait, what? Time to get fat. But I'll probably stop by there on Sunday.
Well, look forward to seeing you. Yeah, it's a good deal. We do this every year during the summer, and then, of course, in about 6 months at the beginning of the year, we'll do all you can eat again, and probably we'll have other things like riblets and different things, but we do it twice a year.
Yeah, the wings, I could say this 100%. Go, if you have anywhere that you're like, I kind of think this, kind of think that, kind of think Applebee's, okay? And I'll say this, with a good, and I say this, do it responsibly, but man, with a good beer on a hot day, I will tell you, wings are sometimes the best thing ever. And then after you're kind of like, dude, I'm full, but I feel good. And meat for lunch, maybe if you want to talk biz or you want to talk fun or you just want to, I don't know if it's good for a date. I don't know if women are all about, you know, that. But if, okay, I know a lot of people are in that mode before the winter comes, of course. But they're in the dating mode. Is there anything that you recommend for, like, you know, maybe, you know, I know Jess met his lady that way.
Yeah, we get a lot of dates in here, not so much during the day, but it's certainly at night we get a lot of dates. And, of course, our two-for menu is a great date night. You get an appetizer and two entrees for anywhere from $25 to $35. It's a pretty good value, and I don't want to say it, but a cheap date, if you will.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a long haul person. I say that, right? You know, because if you okay, I'm not gonna lie, and I shouldn't say this. I said to my mother, please don't listen, but I hope she's not listening. I went on a date once, and I got her lobster. The worst thing I could have ever done. Never saw her again. She took the steak and she ran. I enjoyed it, but I did enjoy paying it. So that's my point. And by the way, do you guys have steak?
Yeah, we absolutely do have steak. We have, and that's on our two-for menu, too. You can get a 6-ounce steak on the 2-for-30. You can get an 8-ounce steak on the 2-for-35. And we always do have, it's not on our value menu, but we do have different steaks like the 12-ounce ribeye, the shrimp and parmesan sirloin, the Bourbon Street steak, and of course, our 8 and 6-ounce steaks, too, off the regular menu.
Yeah, I want the 8-ounce, man. I need an 8-ounce. Give me that any day. It's something about the less ounce, I'm like, oh, this just doesn't cut it for me. I know you can do sides. What kind of sides can you get with that, by the way?
Normally, they come with our steaks, come with the mashed potatoes and broccoli, but you can switch it up. We have green beans, we have coleslaw, we have french fries, and some even applesauce. And, if we've got it, we'll get it to you.
All right, and a side, you got to get a side. That's always good. I will say this. My appetite's been getting bigger. I need to go on a diet. But I will say this. Do it at Applebee's. You'll have fun. And do – okay, let me – because there's a lot of people that are kind of price conscious, and they're like, wait, I hear all you can eat. Now, remember, you have to eat it there. You cannot take it on the road. You can't be like, fill me up, and I'm going to take it on the road, right?
That is the rule, yes. You can all you can eat here in this restaurant. Can't take any of that to go, and we certainly don't offer it in our car side area or any delivery. It is a dine-in only special, and you come on in and fill up, but can't take anything to go.
I'm not going to lie. I feel guilty after the second, and I'm like, shoot, I want more, but I just feel guilty. I don't know. I'm like, because I see you guys always busy, and I see usually the staff like, we got to attend to other people, so I'm like, I don't want to be that person that says I want another, you know. So anyway, have something else with it. Don't just, you know, take it for itself. Although I will say it is good. And don't share it. I've seen people share it under, like, the table or something. I don't know if they you guys don't kick people out if they do that, right?
No. I mean, you know, it happens. It's not supposed to. You know, it's, you know, officially, it's, I think in the fine print it actually says no sharing and no substitutions. But We've seen it happen. As long as that other person is ordering something else too, you know, we're not going to get too upset about it.
Yeah, get your own. That's what I say to people. I say, look, If you're going to try it because you've never tried it, then try it. But get your own because I don't want to be that person. I knew you guys looked. I knew. Somebody said, let me have a bite. I said, no, no, no. And they said, okay, fine. But, you know, I was seeing them at the time. So what are you going to do? Anyway, all right. We appreciate you, Bill. Thank you very much for spending time with us. And, again, anything that we need to know in the next coming – oh, I know you guys have a special that always comes usually, like, really quick and fast. Is there anything that we need to know when it comes to, like, you know, the next 3 weeks that we should get now – before it's over?
Well, right now it's just, you know, our All You Can Eat is the big promotion that's going to go away in about 5 weeks. But we are also raising money to fight childhood cancer. It's Alex's Lemonade. We're doing that right now. It's not necessarily a special. It is a chance for us to give back. And we do that for about the next 5 weeks. Your server is going to ask you if you'd like to help fight childhood cancer, and I sure hope we all do our part.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? And I met the people over there and the ones that started it, and they're just, they got the hearts right in the right place. But do that, have fun, and then of course go ahead and help people out while you do it. All right, Bill, thank you for spending time with us. How do people get to where you got, and how do they ask for the great special?
We are located at 1585 East 6th Street here in at the Highland Springs exit of the 10 freeway, where Beaumont and Banning come together. Just ask your server, hey, I heard your boss Bill on KMET, and he said I get a discount. And did the Angels win? Okay, let's double that up. It's 10% if they don't, 20% if they do.
Do it while you can. All right, Bill, thank you for spending time with us, and we'll see you around the corner.
All right, see you down at Applebee's.
All right. Good time to go out there. I will say this. Whenever they do All You Can Eat, I say take advantage of it, because when it's gone, it is gone. And I'll say this, sometimes I'm just like, man, if only I could just like, but, you know, then I forget because I get busy with other stuff. And I know I got a lot of things coming up, a lot of entertainment things as well, and some streaming things that we're going to be doing, we're going to be promoting around the corner. But, man, if I could go to Applebee's, man, oh, man. All right, so that's the one over in our Riverside area for our Riverside audience, our San Bernardino audience, and our Palm Springs audience. Remember, it's off the 10 freeway. All right, so going west, just get off. You know where to get off, I hope. There's a lot of outlets there and a lot of other places as well that you could check, a lot of places to shop. I think it's actually cheaper than when you come into LA. LA is higher, and the Texas are getting higher. So spend your time there. Go to Applebee's. Mention KMET. And while the Angels are winning, you can go anytime. Mention KMET, by the way. You always get a little something. So take that and then apply it to something fun. Or, you know what? Donate it. Why not? All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Take KMET 1490 AM with you everywhere you go by downloading our free smartphone apps found on the KMET website, KMET1490AM.com. You can also go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store on your phone to download the free app. Now you can listen live or play any of your favorite programmers' podcasts using your smartphone. Go to KMET1490AM.com and download your free phone app today.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette, the host of One Life Radio, your number one source for alternative and holistic health since 2011. One Life Radio is designed to educate and inspire. Visit us at oneliferadio.com because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. Tune in weekdays at 1 p.m. on 1490 KMET Smart Talk, ABC News Radio.
You're running out of letterhead. What do you do? Lithopass Printing. You need business cards. Now what? Lithopass Printing. Invitations to a wedding? Lithopass Printing and Banning is the answer. Lithopass Printing can provide banners, signs, and blueprints. Think of Lithopass Printing and Banning for quality graduation, birthday party, and baby shower invitations. Lithopass Printing also provides lamination, faxing, and photo prints. If you need it inked, make it Lithopass Printing. Lithopass Printing and Banning.
We're in the studio with Fred Penny, managing attorney with Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Fred, tell us, what makes you the number one choice for handling personal injury cases?
Most of our firm is made up of former insurance company trial lawyers with extensive experience handling all types of personal injury matters. We believe that gives us a distinct advantage.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennyandassociates.com or call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's 1-800-616-4-LAW.
Jitters Coffee, a coffee shop that gives a double shot of quality. We offer top shelf coffee at a great price. Brewed hot or cold, you won't find a better cup of joe. Not a coffee connoisseur? Then try our Red Bull infusions to energize your day. We also have delicious pastries and sweets baked in-house or flown in from the best bakeries in the country. Jitters Coffee. Come on in and enjoy your jitters.
Check out our newest location located in downtown Banning at the corner of Ramsey and San Gregorio.
That's right. It is Hollywood Live today, and I will say there's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of things that you should probably see, and there's some things that you should probably participate in, especially because it's still warm outside. Yeah, especially before it gets a little cold. I will say this. I saw some information. I said, oh, no, that's not good, but it's for our friends over in Alaska. Alaska is having a glacier melt. Not sure if you saw this, but it is bad, man. There are homes falling into the river. It is like a, and people go, oh, that's normal. It's not normal. And they've been saying this lately on the coast that there is, and they even said this here in like our area, where there's erosion happening on the coast. And you go, well, that's normal. It is, but it isn't. And here's why. The sea level is rising. I said it, and I'll say it again. It is rising, and do not buy anything at sea level. If you were that person that had that home in Alaska, I guarantee insurance is going to be like, I don't think we pay. Your place is gone. There's nothing to rebuild. It is gone. So you go, well, why would they be like right there at the edge? Honestly, because it was safe and there was not running rapids deteriorating the soil underneath. So there's going to be more getting into that river, so to speak, because the glacier is melting at high. And they said it. They said it's happened before, but in a way, it's a problem. So they say if anyone wants to travel to Alaska, it's almost like, remember with Yosemite? That happened in Yosemite or Yellowstone, they would say. Yellowstone, they said, hey, don't come here because there were like things falling in the road and there was like earthquakes and there were tremors. That happened in Alaska. So I know some productions are happening in Alaska right now, including some reality shows, but you're going to see some stuff there and they're going to say, look, we need help. They did a big, hey, we need help, and we declare emergency. And that's an emergency you really want and you need, because it could flood a whole town. So you got to be careful of that, but that's the answer. Glaciers are actually melting, and there's a lot of movies about it. You may go back to some movies that, yeah, you know, maybe you haven't seen, but my mother literally said, it's exactly like that. It's really happening. I said, yeah, I told you. The math was way off, and I'll say this. It's not due to human error anymore. And I know people go, yes, it is. I go, no, it isn't. It's the volcanoes. We have so many volcanoes that happened. They never thought in 1 year there'd be up to 50-some volcanoes all happening at once. That spews a lot of stuff into the air, and that creates a problem. And there's a theory going around. And now that they're seeing it, the smart people are saying, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what created a ice age to begin with. It did. There were a bunch of volcanoes that erupted. And when that happens, the Earth says, I don't think so. And it cools down all of a sudden. So it's kind of like the show, the movie, The Day After Tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they're going to have some more cataclysmic type movies. But some of the science is actually real. And in the beginning, they actually talk about a glacier that breaks off into the ocean. Well, we have that happening as well. Who knew? It's almost like Hollywood people actually know something, or at least the writers do. And then the actors just play along with it. But you'll see some things. You'll see some people talk about it. And you'll be like, why are they talking about it? Because it's a thing. A lot of people are not aware of it. But if you do the research, you go, oh, no. So that's a problem. All right. Yeah, I know. We're still out of war. And there's some other things happening. Oh, by the way, and Jess knows this. Jess knows how close we are to Alaska. But Jess, did you know? And I know they said it. They said it because they had a interview with someone like with the Pentagon behind them. But I don't think she was Pentagon. I think she was just reporting for it. But basically, the U.S. intervened in a way, and they sent a little, you know, I wouldn't say a little, but they sent like, you know, some people over and said, "Why are you guys in our waters?" And you know who was in the waters of Alaska, Jess?
Who is?
Okay. China and Russia. Russia and China together. They said, yep, again. So they've done it before. So the question is, are they going to push them back? Where they're like, oh, we're so sorry. No, they're testing. They're testing. Okay, that's what's happening. And there's a lot of movies on the subject. If you want to get in that frame of mind, I say do it. But remember, be good about it. Oh, Jess, did you see Oppenheimer yet?
I have not seen Oppenheimer. That's on my list of movies to watch. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, see Oppenheimer, because I'll tell you right now, Oppenheimer, now I will say this, again, not good for people who have a mother who is very, like, you know, because there's a scene in there, you go, no, no, no. Now, when they edit that, I'm sure they will, It's kind of, and people are like, no, you need it in there. I go, no, you really don't. It's called sensationalism. But, you know, some people can learn from it, but you don't want to take a kid to see it, because I guarantee you, they go so frontal, you go, you know, and you will walk out 100%. But I will say this. So there's a disclaimer, okay? But having said that, it does add to the movie, because then when you understand who she is, you understand where he kind of, there's like this whole question of who he is. And I will say this, and this is very smart. I'm not sure how, you know, because I saw an interview, and I I've never seen this happen before. But if you look at some interviews with Robert Downey Jr., he plays a guy there. And then some of the other actors say, you know, we never really saw it fully. But in a way, Christopher Nolan's a really smart writer, but evidently he wrote it in first person for some of the actors. In other words, like their thought process all the way throughout. I'm not sure how like many pages it was. I'd want to see that, to be honest, to get you in the frame of mind of this is the perspective of this person. Now let's go. So that's very smart writing. I don't know that anyone's ever done that ever. But I go, that's actually really good, especially if you want to get into the mindset of, is this guy good or bad? Because there's a lot of questions about Oppenheimer. Who did he work for in the end? A lot of the scientists, a lot of the people that actually helped make the bomb. Yeah, it's a bomb movie. It is. But really were from other areas. And some of them were infiltrated because the other side knew what they were doing. Okay. And it talks about the Nazi regime, but it goes beyond that. And then it talks about, again, Japan. And of course, you know, how the bomb ended up impacting, you know, everyone when it came to nuclear. But again, a lot of things coming out about that. It's almost like that's all we're talking about. But I'll say this, there's some other movies to watch as well. And Jess, you got a few, right?
Yes. With this upcoming weekend, there are a few films that are coming out. Not a lot of them are big names, but like the one I'm looking forward to the most is called The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
I haven't even heard that. What's that called? What's it about?
It is called The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Okay.
And the Demeter is the boat that Dracula took from Transylvania to England.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna say this right now. It's not for the kids, man. That is a scary trailer, and I will say this. No. What are you like? Go ahead, Jess.
It looks interesting. It looks like a good film for those who like scary movies. And no, for the like kids, there's the Ninja Turtles. That movie has come. No Ninja Turtles for you?
No, I want to see the turtles. I want to see turtles. No. I think it looks good. I love the animation. I can't wait to see it. I do want to see it, especially before it leaves. There's another movie, Spider-Verse. Go see it while it's out. Jess, you have input on that. Do you have a disclaimer on that you want to let people know or not really?
Yes. It's a fun movie. It's great. I love the animation. I was not aware it was a continuation movie, so I kind of felt like it didn't end the way I wanted it to, but I enjoyed the film nonetheless. It was a great story.
Of course it's a continuation movie. It picks up where the first one left off. What are you saying, Jess? What are you alluding to?
I don't like movies that end in to be continued. It's pretty
dun,
much...
Dun, dun, dun! That's why another one's coming, so you gotta see this one before it comes. That's the answer. There you go. Yeah, some people... I'm not gonna lie. Okay, there's one person. You and I know the person, actually. Shout out Brenda Higuera. She actually, 100%, is just like that with you. She hates, absolutely hates, like endings like that. She goes, how come they didn't end? I go... Well, that's normal. That's just one season. Yeah, but how come there's not another season? Well, they have to make it. Well, and I'm like, I've never seen somebody get so upset at that, Jess.
I know it sounds stupid, but it bothers me because it's just like, are you a TV show or are you a movie? At least make it a complete film and make it like, if I never saw the third one, the second one is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. When you saw, and I'll say this, it's called a cliffhanger, man. They got to make it. But so, okay, if you had, okay, remember when Avengers came out and they did the big cliffhanger? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. They did a couple, but I'm talking about the one with Thanos. The moment he snaps his fingers.
Gotcha. But that was a complete film because if you remember, you know,
They had to pick up from where he left off after he snapped his fingers. They have to deal with the after result, the aftermath.
They could, but either way, win or lose, they failed. So they lost is pretty much what it was. I thought that was okay. It was an ending.
Did you see the part where they won? They brought people back.
In Endgame, yes.
Yeah, that's the part two. That's how they left it. They left it as a cliffhanger. You're like, that was the biggest draw ever. If you remember, nobody was talking about the end because they're like, no, you got to see it. You got to see it. You got to see it. And it was the biggest, like, are you kidding me? Everybody disappeared. Now we know. But if you haven't seen it anyway, we don't want to spoil that for your kid. The kid's like, wait, I haven't seen it. Because there's a lot of people that haven't seen it. So go see it. Go watch it. And support the movies because they need to make money, man. They need to pay. They're going to pay a lot at the end of this strike. I don't know how long it's going to go, but man, oh, man. Go ahead, Jess. What do you want to say?
There's actually a few independent studios that got permission from SAG to continue work on their films. One specifically I'm looking forward to is from an independent company called A24.
Okay.
So this movie is with Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega. So I'm like, okay. I like those actors. And also like A24 films as well. So they only said like a few sentences on what this movie is about. And I was like, I'm sold. Apparently they play like a father and daughter combo. And apparently somehow they're driving down the road and they hit a unicorn. That's all I needed to know. I'm like, I'm sold. Let me see.
They hit a unicorn, Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega. Unicorn, got it. Okay, what's it called?
I believe it's called The Last Unicorn or something like that. I haven't figured out the title yet.
Okay, I'm looking up something. It says Death of a Unicorn. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yes, yes, The Death of a Unicorn. That's what they called it, yes. But either way, it's they kill a unicorn, and it's just like, oh my God, how horrific.
Well, you know, Jenna Ortega, if you don't know the name, there are a lot of people like, how can you not know? I go, I'm so sorry. Some of the audience doesn't know. She's in the movie with the adaptation that everybody's seen, and they're doing the dance. Jessica probably do the dance. We're not on video right now, but the dance kind of going around, and I haven't seen it yet. I've seen some things on it, but it's basically the Addams Family spinoff, and it's evidently really good. But again, that's who she is. So she's making a big killing. And I'm telling you, man, if she plays his daughter, he's like, man, I feel old. But Rudd again is Ant Guy, right? Ant Man. So he's that. So I'm looking forward to it. And you're right. A24 does some really. I think this isn't his first film with A24, huh?
Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They have a slew of good titles in there. So stuff like Everything Everywhere All at Once, Hereditary, Uncut Gems, and I think The Whale, and there's just so many more.
Yeah, I don't think this is he's done some very offbeat stuff. One where I'm not gonna lie, it was a little weird, but in a way he gets cloned and then he's the clone and he doesn't realize he's the clone. He's a spin-off clone. It's very interesting. But then he meets himself and he wants to do himself in. It's interesting. He did it really well. I'm like, see, that's an actor. But he did that in between when he was just not, busy. That's where I say, some people they hate on big actors because they go, okay, Marvel, there we got the paycheck. And you'll see some other actors, they get a little vicious. And they're like, well, and I go, look, they reinvent themselves or they redo or they audition a lot. Okay. Some of them do not produce. They're waiting for like an opportunity, but they're ready to audition. Some of them don't have to audition because somebody already knows that they want them. That's how big they get eventually. But, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may like, and that's the thing with the Marvel people. And a lot of them are kind of alluding. I go, guys, you're doing in like everybody that loves Marvel, because I'll give you an example and I hate to say this, but one of them, okay, a couple of them actually said, oh, it was a silly part. I go, you're just upset it's not continuing. How dare you? Like, why did you, And then another person said, oh, that's not acting. Of course it's not acting. If anything, it's called, it was a simple thing for you to sit there, Hopkins. Seriously, go back to, acting the way you used to. But if anything, you got a paycheck, my God. So don't be that kind of guy. Because again, you have a better job than probably even like other people that work really hard. Remember that. You're not I'll give you an example. People like, that work hard. Okay, I'll give you an example. People that work hard, I see them on the road. I go, oh, I don't want that job, right? If you ever see them on the road, Caltrans has a hard job, man. And you go, oh, well, they get benefits. Of course they get benefits, but you see the kind of work they go through, and some of them get hit. Don't go fast. Speed down. Don't speed up. Okay, that's the answer. But anyway, and they help you if you're in a jam. They do. What? They're not. Some of them are a little mean, not going to lie. But I think they're just honoring because it's hot outside. But then when it's nice and cold, you're like, yay. But they repair our streets, and they're safe unless they buckle. And there's some places buckling. My God. I got information that over, like, in our area, some areas are buckling. I'm like, oh, man, that's a problem. The soil underneath is getting, for some reason, very soft, and homes are going in rather than staying up on top. And insurance companies are not paying. Boy, oh boy, is that a thing. So that's a problem. Anyway, there's a story. Going to stick to it. There you go. So if you go and see anything, Jess, what would you say? See this coming, like, month?
Ooh, this coming. You know what? It all depends on, like, what type of person you are. So for me, I like horror movies, so that's what I go see. I had to go watch Barbie. And I tell you what, though, the most unusual thing, I was the only dude in that entire theater.
You would be.
I looked around. They were all women. I was like.
You didn't wear pink, did you?
No, I did not. Thank
God. Okay. Some guys will go with pink. I go, don't do it, man. They will post that. And now people think you're, you know, like, you know. And some people say, no, be good with pink. I go, no, don't be good with pink. Be the guy in the room. Seriously. Anyway, shout out to, the guys that play Can, seriously, you got to get it together. My God. Right, Jess? What do you say about that?
I enjoyed that role. The whole Ken thing, it was hilarious. The one person that shocked me in that entire movie, never get on his bad side, is Alan.
Which one's Alan?
Alan is played by Michael Cera. He's the only dude that's in Barbie Land that's not Ken.
Oh, he's... I'm not going to allude to that. Anyway, Barbie's all over the place. My mother literally was like, I don't want to watch it. I go, Ma, it's a fun movie, but you never liked Barbie, huh? She goes, no. I said, all right, that's fine. It's not for you. But a friend sent her a picture of them getting together, and they were sisters. They got together. They're a little older. They are. I don't know if they want their age out there. They're seniors, okay? One would say, I'm not a senior yet, but you are. Anyway, and they loved it, and they went all in pink, and then they took a picture because that's how – sisters get together. Women get together, get your sister, and go watch Barbie. It's already gross over. It's going to continue, I guarantee it. It's a fun ride. It's a little confusing in the middle, but I have a theory on this, Jess. I could be wrong, but I have a theory. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, sure. I will. And you know what? Just so people don't, just so you know how much this movie grossed in, it's grossed in over $1 billion.
Yeah. That's insane. That's a lot. I don't think people are ready for it, but I'm going to say it. Barbie is in heaven. That's why she goes from that to Earth. What? That they make her think about it. She doesn't have parts. There's a proverb that says, you know, you'll be like, you know, but, you know, they don't, you know. I think she's in heaven. And that's how she goes from that reality to Earth. She's like, what is this on Earth? I think heaven is like that, Jess. It's magical.
I hope so, because I want superpowers.
Yeah, there you go. See, he would have superpowers. He'd be like, yahoo! Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
Don't let insurance companies make decisions for you. Go to Pass Auto Center in Banning, your one-stop repair facility with full collision repair, auto maintenance, service, and an authorized smog center. You'll also find a full-service used car lot to fit every budget with the right vehicle for you. Trade-ins are accepted, and they pay cash for your car. Pass Auto Center at 2609 West Ramsey in Banning, just off the I-10 freeway between Sunset and 22nd. Call 951-849-7878.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone service keeps you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having phone service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
The Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Banning is distinctively suited for your travel time out of the car. Off the road, you'll find a courteous, welcoming staff and spacious rooms with desks, flat-screen HD TVs, and comfortable furnishings. Enjoy the complimentary breakfast buffet, high-speed internet, and fitness center and pool. The Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Banning, conveniently located off the I-10 near golf, gaming, and entertainment. For reservations and information, call 951-572-5500. That's 951-572-5500, or go online at hiebanning.com.
The Fat Greek in Yucaipa, where you can get authentic, delicious, true Greek food. Authentic gyros, Greek salads, pitas, falafel, hamburgers, burritos, and oh yes, baklava. The Fat Greek has a large selection of wines, ice-cold domestic and imported Greek beers. Come on down to the Fat Greek located on Yucaipa Boulevard in the city of Yucaipa. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. The Fat Greek has delivery, drive-thru, sit-down, and a catering service. So bring in a family or give Nicholas and Christopher a call at 909-797-6018. Eat Greek, live long. Remember, if you want authentic Greek food, it's the Fat Greek in Yucaipa.
That's right, Hollywood Live today. My, Jess, the things that are going on out there. I will say this, there's a tell-all book coming, and I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want to be these people because, man, does it come out. There's a certain person revealing, and I thought she was married. Why would she do this now? Oh, my goodness. And I think she has a movie coming out as well. Megan Fox revealing she wrote a book about the secrets of men in her life. She said, my freedom lives in these pages. Oh, my God. The things that are going to come out. My God. Well, there you go. There's the answer. So have fun with that. I'm telling you, some people you just, I don't know. You think, oh, okay, it's not going to be a thing. Oh, it's a thing. There's going to be so many tell-all books, Jess. I guarantee it. And you're going to go, what? And then she's going to go, oh, that's right. You're married. And someone's going to get upset on the opposite side and say, I thought you said that was only a friend. And she's going to say, oh, sorry. And so, yeah, not a good time to do, especially when you got a movie coming out. She's got a movie coming out with some pretty big actors. Do you know the film, Jess?
I do not. I was not aware she was even still acting.
Oh, yeah. She does something. I go, dang, I thought it was a stunt double. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if she trained for it, but it's pretty interesting. Anyway, she has a movie, and her co-star is someone that you know, and he's got that British accent. And so, you know, she plays kind of the girl, and then he plays the guy, and, you know. But anyway, Statham is his name, Jason Statham. So it's the new Expendables. She's in the new Expendables. That's what you need to know. So Expendables coming out, so that's pretty exciting. Oh, there's a lot of guy movies, a lot of men movies. And I'll say this, for the men in the room, I know you're like, why do I want to see Barbie? For the woman in your life, especially if you're a little girl. I've seen so many little girls that go, oh, my God, they're so cute. You know, so they have the little pink thing, they have the tiara, they're like, I'm a princess. And you say anything bad about Barbie, I guarantee they're going to figure out. But there you go. So that's the answer. Oh, and by the way, some information coming out, which I'm actually excited about. I didn't know this, but it's kind of online. So I go, well, how good is that? Wick is getting something that some of the other stuff are getting. And Mel is in it. Do you know what it is, Jess?
I talk about John Wick?
Yeah.
I know that they have a spinoff series coming out soon.
Yeah, it's coming out September 22nd. It's called The Continental. It's known as a prequel series. And it's premiering on Peacock, our friends over at NBC. So pretty good stuff. And they really need to name NBC. Some people are going, I don't even know what ABC is anymore. I'm like, dude, ABC. ABC is big. How could you not know ABC? Have you ever had that, Jess, where you say, oh, when someone says, what do? And you say, oh, ABC?
I have not done that yet.
Yeah. Say ABC. See what happens. They go, I don't even know ABC. You go, how do you not know ABC? Seriously. Everything's there. It's the way that branding things, I guarantee. Anyway, yes, we're ABC News Radio, KMET, 1490 AM. My mother loves ABC National. But anyway, so she goes, watch that guy. He's awesome. I go, dude, we need a contract. We need to be there. Anyway, that's the story. We're sticking to it. Some pretty good stuff coming out. Oh, that's right. And the person that I'm talking about who's actually having fun over there at Taylor Swift, I'm not gonna throw out her age, but she's celebrating. She said here, let's see, Theron is celebrating with her kids, especially her daughter. So how cool is that? But yeah, she did that at the Swift concert, and so evidently they're all fans. So there you go. But having fun over there, and there you go. So a lot of movies coming out for men. Hey, Tom Cruise is still out. Go see that. Mission Impossible. Barbie's making a killing, though. She's killing every single one of them. So good job to the producers, and good job, Margot. Margot, very smart producer. Guarantee she's going to be a producer to watch in the years to come. Okay, we got more coming up right after this. Stay tuned.